Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, everyone. It's your good friend, Patrick O'Dowd. I am joined by David Ungar, and we are here welcoming you into another edition of the Four Corners Podcast here on the ChairShot Radio Network, part of the ChairShot.com, where we remind you to always use your head. And Dave, as we sit here at 1:30 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon, may I be one of the many to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Thank you, sir. And right back at you, my friend. Happy Father's Day to you as well. And to all the dads out there listening, since this is a sports-based podcast, there might be a few of you. 27.
There could be a couple.
27 to be exact.
Hold on. That is too big of a chunk. The Bandwagon Nerds viewership, we got to lose a couple. It's more like 15.
Okay.
15 people listening to the podcast. By the way, I don't know about your family. My family, these sorts of days are not particularly like a huge deal or anything. I get a card. And this year, though, I got to say, Mrs. O'Dowd got me a beautiful card for Father's Day. It is a pop-up card. I can't remember the name of the company, but it opened up into this awesome Maleficent, like the animated Maleficent, all wreathed in like green flame and shit. And she, I describe her as glorious. Many, many times. And basically, if there's something I love, I'll be like, it's glorious. And so she wrote that she hoped my Father's Day was glorious. And I was very appreciative. And I got some Joffrey's coffee. For those of you who don't know, Joffrey's coffee is the official coffee of the Walt Disney parks. So,
well,
I'm just saying there's some connection there.
You already know how much my wife took this day seriously. She went to Disneyland. So, I mean, you know.
What a bitch. Oh, sorry. Did you go golfing or anything today? Are you going to do anything
today
for yourself?
When she left Friday, I went out to the course out here I'd like to do that sometimes, you know, get in some practice and, you know, have it be more just, it's just like a solo round and it's just like, there was nobody on the course on a Friday afternoon. And so I shot pretty well, but I didn't go out today. I'm going to go get my son. We're going to do some barbecuing later on. I got in the pool for the first time this year yesterday. And I was like, man, there's a lot of fucking bugs in here where's the pool boy? Oh, that's me. That's right. So,
So you had to clean out the old pool there.
Need to work on that a little bit. June is just the worst month for this stuff because the June bugs, like, they're just the dumbest creatures on the planet.
It's been such a bonkers summer out here on the East Coast. I don't know how, if it's been typical or atypical for you over in California, but we've had legitimately one day so far in these, like, May, June. We're halfway through June and we've had one day that I could think of where I was like, shit, it's 90 some degrees and miserable. It's been like 75. Like today it is mostly cloudy and 66 where I am. I know. And it's hilarious because we New Englanders act like we love summer heat and then all we get. So be like, oh my God, why isn't it hot? I'm tired of these clouds and rain. We got one hot day and everybody's like, oh my God, it's terrible. It's so hot. I had to turn the air conditioner on for a day. A day.
I'm looking at the
Babe, it's so hot.
I'm looking at the forecast right now, and it's not bad for Bakersfield this time of year. I mean, we got one triple digit day this week, and the rest like no low 90s, even dipping into the 80s. That's unheard of. Well, yeah, I ain't gonna complain. I am not gonna complain.
There is enough to be worried about in this country to not worry about cool weather. So let's do that. Yeah, I know, man. It's a tough world right now. We're going through it, but I will say this. One of the things that has helped me pass the time, we are going to talk about two topics today. Of course, we are going to talk about the NHL and the NBA finals, because both series, well, one series is now 3-2 as we record this, but 2-2 heading into Monday, yesterday, when the Pacers and the Thunder meet back up in OKC, that series has turned on a dime a couple of times. We're going to talk about the NHL first. Game five is, or game six is in Florida, I think on Tuesday. So as the show is dropping, because we got a travel day, and so Edmonton won game four somehow, and tied things up in overtime. And it was very, very exciting. But I said it in game four when they were down 3-0. That felt like the series, and they tied up. I didn't stay up for that game. I went to bed. I just couldn't. As you pointed out, Leon Draisaitl, if Edmonton somehow finds a way to win the next two, which I'm going to say right now, I don't think is going to happen. I think Florida has proven itself to be the better team, and I even think game four illustrated Florida was a better team. And Edmonton, they have flashes, but I just can't see it. Like, Florida is not going to give up leads, and they didn't last night as we record this on Saturday. They didn't. Their forecheck dominated that game. Like, so much so that there were times in 5-on-5 where it looked like Florida was on a power play. And that can't happen. And Edmonton had no answer. They were very sloppy with their passing, just very, very sloppy. Like, nobody can keep anything on a stick. And then you had texted me at one point during game five, they need to shoot the fucking puck. They just don't, they're not shooting. Florida is so up in their heads that they are trying too hard to get a perfect shot. And, you know, Pickard got brought in to game four, replacing Stuart Skinner, because he was struggling. It wasn't all Skinner's fault. I've said this a couple of times. Again, that forecheck has been relentless. And in game four, the fucking breakaways that Florida is getting left and right, and they got him again yesterday. Brad Marchand, the king cherry picker of all cherry pickers, getting down the ice and getting behind the Florida. Like, the Florida defense, they are not honoring. Or not Florida, sorry, the Edmonton defense is not honoring Florida's ability to get back down the ice. And they are getting burned for it time and time again. And their goalies are on an island. And there's only so many one-on-one matchups you can stop before they're going to score. And this Skinner, unfortunately, in game four, in that three-goal first period, he didn't make the stops. Pickard came in goal, second, third period, and was outstanding. And gave Edmonton a chance to win. Florida was going to make sure that was going to happen today. And you even pointed it out. And I pointed it out on the goal that Florida scored to tie game four to send it to overtime. Pickard got way out of the crease. He was in no position to stop a shot. Wasn't all his fault. Like, there was some great passing going on to kind of ping pong him back and forth. But he did not stay home, and it burned him and led to a tie game. This time, as you noted, he was just out of position too often. And I would assume, and I'll let you go after this, Skinner will start game six. He has to.
You dance with the devil that brought you. And I think, in game four, Skinner gave up those three first period goals, but he actually looked pretty good. He just got left hung out to dry with, put in positions that no one's going to make those saves. And so,
right,
you had to pull him, but it's like, well, looking at it retrospectively, was it, where, you know, can you really lay the blame on him? And probably not. But I would be really surprised if they don't go back to Skinner in game six. I think they've got to, because Pickard is good, but just out of position too much. I think part of the problem is we may have underestimated how big of a loss Hyman not being there has had on Edmonton, because that's a big loss. And you see it as the series has gone on, places where he could have made a difference, because it's really, you know, you're looking at what Draisaitl and McDavid are anchoring everything. And Bouchard gets a few things here and there. Evander Kane every once in a while will do something. But yeah, they don't shoot the puck enough. They're trying to set up things perfectly. We've seen this time and time in the third period of game five, you know, after they were already down, 3-0, they started shooting the puck more and things started opening up. You know, McDavid got that nice.
Good things happen.
Yeah. He got that nice breakaway. Corey Perry scores late in the game. They've got a couple of opportunities. The puck was doing weird things off the boards. I mean, Bobrovsky was really lucky at a few places.
There was in game five, there were a couple of also things that helped the puck luck factor came in as well. Like Corey Perry had a wide open net and he didn't fan on the shot, but he didn't get all of it and sort of knocked it right into Bobrovsky. Like there was so much net that it should have been a goal and things like that. Just that happens as well. Bobrovsky has been great. We knew he was a hell of a goalie. We knew he was going to have a great series. But man alive, like, I don't know what the answer is. I think you're right. I think they're missing an element. I don't remember. Draisaitl and McDavid, are they back on the same line or do they have them on separate lines right now?
I think they're on the same line. I'm not sure, but I think they are. It seems like.
And the philosophy behind that is to just get as much scoring in one line as possible, right? Like maximize your stars.
I guess, but you know, McDavid hasn't. I mean, last night was the first goal he's had in the finals, and you're not going to win. You're not going to beat a team like Florida if the best player in the world is limited to one goal. That's just not going to happen. So if Edmonton's going to come back and win this series, it's got to be on McDavid's shoulders. And yeah, I said, you know, Draisaitl should get the Conn Smythe if Edmonton wins. And I still stand by that. But I mean, if Edmonton's going to win, it's going to be McDavid who carries them there, literally carries them there. And Skinner, I mean, don't be surprised. I mean, I've picked Edmonton the whole time. I'm not switching right now. I recognize what you're saying. It doesn't look good. Florida is, they're very opportunistic. I mean, and if Florida wins the cup, you know, the Conn Smythe conversation gets really, really interesting. Because
it's Brad Marchand. It's going to go to Brad Marchand.
I would think so. But I mean, some of these other guys like Bennett has had a hell of a playoffs. You know, Reinhardt has had a hell of a playoffs, that sort of stuff. I think it's Marchand as well. You know, you look at he's got what, 6-7 goals in the finals, the first one. And they had, I told my friend last night, they had to mention Esa Tiikkanen, which is a raw nerve for me because of him missing the open net in 98. But whatever. Yeah, I think Edmonton will come out and play a better game in game six. They seem to be really a better team on the road so far. Well, I don't know about that.
They've been a better team when they've been up against it, but yeah. Man, I tell you, even in winning, they didn't look like the better team. And that's the thing. And I think that this is winning out. I think that at the end of the day, we are going to see another big win for our good friends Florida. And I fucking hate Brad Marchand and that he's going to hoist another cup.
Well, you look at the two games Edmonton has won, they've had to rally from multiple goal deficits both times. And
that's
both
been their
in overtime. And yeah, I mean, if they could play in front with a lead like they like to do, I think they can impose their will on Florida, but you got to get that first goal. Skinner's got to be the Skinner that we saw carry them to three straight wins last year. I mean, if you're looking for a silver lining, it's not as daunting as last year where you had to win four in a row. Yeah, you only got to win two, you know, no big deal. And you get game seven. If you can figure out a way to get game six, you get game seven at home. And we have seen Florida lay some eggs when they've had, you know, the chance that Toronto's waving at you as they go into the offseason.
But they've closed those series. So,
yeah,
I just don't like it. I don't feel it. All right.
I don't like it.
We're
going
to take her for,
to be honest with you.
So I think you're sticking to your guns and I appreciate that. I'm going to be a prisoner of the moment today. I think Florida closes this out at six. And I think we're talking about Florida's back-to-back Stanley Cup championships come next Sunday. If I don't have a bowling tournament.
I might be out too, but I was, I know I was going to say the one thing I wanted to point out if you're Florida, you have got to re-sign Brad Marchand this year. I mean, the guy has been...
Unless he retires.
I mean, if he wins the cup, his second one, then maybe, yeah, they do say, yeah, that's good
if he wins a cup and a Conn Smythe, like, I would go out on that note, but that's just me. I also wouldn't want to see the door hit you where the good Lord split you on your way out, but whatever. All right, we're going to take our first commercial break, our only commercial break. When we come back, we're going to shift gears over to the hard court and talk a little NBA Finals, so stick around for that. You are listening to the Four Corners Cup Podcast here on the ChairShot Radio Network, part of the ChairShot.com.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore. Everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Welcome back into Four Corners Podcast here on the ChairShot Radio Network, part of thechairshot.com. Patrick O'Dowd, David Ungar. Hope the commercial got inserted in the right spot. We know. Forgive us. All right. I got to tell you,
it's not the matter of the commercials getting inserted. That I can control. I can't control
the
commercials aren't the problem. It's where Red Circle is doing the insertion. Like if you listen back to the shows, you'll see like the Red Circle, like our hosting platform, we'll call it that, inserts ads in certain places. And up until like a week and a half ago, I could manipulate. I could go and look at the waveform and I could tell here's where I want this to be inserted. So I would tell it, insert the ad right before our commercial. It made sense. Right now, for some dumb reason, it doesn't pull up the waveform. So now you get the sponsored ad somewhere where I have no control over. And then you hear ours where it's supposed to be. So there's some podcasting behind the scenes, pulling back the curtain, fourth wall, all the shit that you didn't care about. Sorry, Pat.
No, it's fine. Let's head over to Indianapolis. So, well, now we're in Oklahoma, right? We're headed, I think the series is shifting. KC yesterday in the kayfabe podcasting world. So the result of the game has already been out. Regardless, the series will continue after game five, as we are tied 2-2. Indiana was in control despite Tyrese Halliburton not having a particularly great game. It was really, I'm going to forget his name now and I'm trying to find it as I look through box scores, and I'm not finding it because I'm terrible. Anyway, it was not Tyrese Halliburton. It was the other
Siakam,
their other star. Yeah, Siakam, who was having a really good game for basically third quarters. And then Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, I can't pronounce his name, decided no and took over the game down the stretch. Oklahoma goes on multiple extended runs on Indianapolis to take game four, 111-104, and really shift the momentum back to Oklahoma City, because we were on unprecedented upset watch two-thirds of the way through game four. And all of a sudden we weren't. And the stunned silence of Indianapolis at Gainbridge Fieldhouse was palpable. And I mean, and it wasn't just SGA. Like the OKC defense, like they turned, I don't remember how many fourth quarter turnovers they forced, but man alive, it seemed like they smothered Halliburton. They wouldn't let him do anything. And then they were getting into pass. He scored 15 points in the final 4 minutes and 38 seconds to end that rally. And it was just, it was a different team. Alex Caruso was a nightmare in the passing lane. Like he was picking their pocket every 5 minutes. And, I don't know, man. I thought Indy kind of needed to win this, even though it was going to keep the series tied at 2-2, and now it's a best of three. I really felt like Indy needed to win this to kind of keep that momentum and pressure, and I'm really worried for them going into game five in front of a raucous OKC team that really hasn't lost a lot in the finals. I think they've lost five times in the playoffs, and two of them are in this series.
Yeah, it really looked good for Indiana for three quarters. I mean, they had a 10-point lead in the third quarter.
In control.
Siakam was scoring. Like you said, Halliburton, Toppin, they weren't exactly lighting the world on fire, but they were controlling the flow of play, and they were dictating how the game was played. The crowd was into it. And then, yeah, that fourth quarter starts, and it's like Oklahoma City found their groove all of a sudden, right? And it's like their defense just, like you said, clamped down on everything, completely flipped the script on these guys. And this is what I think going into the finals, what a lot of us thought was like Indiana is a very good team, probably underrated by people coming into this series thinking this would be a sweep or something. Nah, you know, Indiana is a really good team. It was how are they going to handle that defensive pressure? And between SGA, between Caruso, Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, those guys all just played their brains out in that fourth quarter, and Indiana couldn't handle it. And that defense just flipped the script, turned everything around. And yeah, I mean, now you've got a best of three with two games in Oklahoma City.
Right.
Now, yeah, I mean, Indiana's proven they can win in Oklahoma City, but it takes an Oilers comeback to do it.
Do you really want to count on that?
No.
And here's the thing: is the box score is not going to stand out. It's going to say 15 turnovers for Indiana. I don't. God damn! I hate not knowing what to call them.
Indiana.
But that really doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't. It really doesn't show the story of the game, because a lot of those turnovers were late, and that really made a huge difference. The other big difference: they got owned on the boards down the stretch. They ended up with a deficit of 10 rebounds, and it was crazy that you would have thought the 3-point shooting would have been better for Oklahoma City. They only made three threes. So just think of what this is going to be when Oklahoma City starts knocking down some shots.
Yeah. I mean, and you look at compare and contrast this with game three, which is where Indiana came back in the fourth quarter and ran away with the game in the fourth quarter. And they were,
right. You
know, Halliburton was making everything in sight. Oklahoma City's defense was not what it was in game four. So it's a really interesting series, because to me, it comes down to how's Halliburton playing. SGA is SGA. He's been solid the whole time. I mean, yeah, in game four, he was lights out, spectacular MVP. He's the MVP for a reason, kids. But I mean, if Halliburton is on, you know, he's got to get like 20, 25, you know, 30 would be optimal for Indiana, obviously. But I just compare and contrast the two games in Indiana, and they're really, you know, you really get to see how the series plays out. And for Indiana to win, here's how it works. And that's game three. And for OKC to win, here's how it works. And that's game four. And it really, you just look at, if you really don't want to go through the whole games, just watch the fourth quarter of both games. That's a microcosm of what Indiana needs to do to win versus what OKC needs to do to win. And it's right there. So yeah, I think Oklahoma City's got this now because they've shifted home court back and they know what to expect. And the letdown that they had in game one is unlikely to happen again. These teams have now, you know, they don't see each other that much, but now they have. Now they're four games in under the highest of pressure. I just think that defense at Oklahoma City can throw at Indiana. Indiana can break it down up to a point, but at some point, you know, they buckle under the pressure of it's just relentless. That it's like the floor line, and not to bring in hockey, it's like the Panthers forecheck. That OKC defense is like the Panthers forecheck.
I think it's a fair similarity, and I'm always okay when we're on our sports podcast if you make sports analogies. It's, you know, it's not like you dropped a professional wrestling analogy, so I'm all for that.
I have one today.
That's fair. I do have one last little note before we get out of here. Nothing big, but as expected, less than a week after the House settlement comes through regarding NCAA and institutions being able to revenue share with athletes, we have at least the first of many lawsuits, as we do have I can't remember which school went forward with it or which team, but we have a Title IX lawsuit, of course, coming forward. And it is a very legitimate question. Because there's been no secret made that the intent of this rev share is to give the lion's share of that money to football and men's basketball. And then from there, we'll see it go into other directions. So it wasn't going to take long. Hold on. A group of women's sports athletes will file an appeal of the House versus NCAA settlement approval, arguing that it violates the Title IX gender equity statute. Does not say which school. It says group of women's athletes. So that we knew this.
Sure.
This is inevitable. And this is only the first one. There was another significant lawsuit that I'm happy didn't get approved by a judge. And that was the lawsuit brought forward by Tennessee point guard Zakai Ziegler, who tried to sue for another year of eligibility, arguing that because he was a student in what I would describe as the in-between time, so he wasn't a student during the COVID extra year, and he wasn't a student to be eligible for now the 5 years to play four rule. He argued he deserved a fifth year, which court said, no, you get your eligibility. We cannot have 30-year-olds playing college basketball. At the end of the day,
it's a little unfair to them.
and a different radio show that I listen to, it's called The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper, local Champaign-Urbana sports radio. Derek Piper is a really smart guy, and he made a really good point. He's like, the purpose of college athletics is to continue to cycle up generations. And if we go so far down the road that you can just continue to sue for eligibility and get it, all you are doing is stunting college basketball for greed. And so I think the court made the right call.
Before we cut out of here, let me just ask you, have you watched any of the any of the U.S. Open?
No, I have not followed golf.
As a golfer, it's always a fun tournament because it turns the best in the world into like ordinary golfer sort of thing. It's like plus seven.
It's like me watching bowling.
Yeah, it's just like I'm like looking at these guys like, man, I shudder to think what I would shoot out there. It'd be so bad. I would quit after nine holes. Yeah, I don't need all this.
Sport shots in bowling are really fascinating to me in much the same way. Like courses and layouts, and just we don't understand how to read greens the way these guys do. And for me in bowling is the same way. Like I don't know how to read an oil pattern the way that EJ Tackett or Anthony Anderson, who just went through and won the PBA Tour Finals, which is a marathon of a tournament, Dave. It's like 10 hours of tournament bowling through pool play, eliminations, best of two. You have two different oil patterns on the right and left lane, so you have to adjust. And it's amazing what these guys can do. And it's the same thing with golf. Will never not be impressed with what professional golfers can do.
But you know, 5-inch deep rough is going to be the great equalizer more often than not. And it shows
absolutely
this weekend.
So, but a lot of fun stuff out there. Bowling season is over. It's the senior masters is happening right now in bowling. And I do believe old Petey Weber was leading. And so, do you know who you are? I am. One of the great quotes in sports. If you don't know, look it up on YouTube. It's outstanding. Who do you think you are? I am. That's the quote. Sorry, look it up. It's outstanding. All right, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Four Corners. Dave, before we get out of here, tell the people where they can find you on the Chairshot Radio Network.
Yeah, you can find me on X and Blue Sky at Attitude Ag. That is at Attitude AGG, Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression, and at Attitude of Aggression, all one word, on Instagram and Threads. And I have actually updated the website at attitudeofaggression.com. It's like, for the first time in a decade, it's like all current. I'm like, whoa, okay. So you can go there and see what's happening.
Nice. I have to make sure I check it out. You can follow me on the socials at Wrestling Realist. That is at WrestlingRealist. You can catch me Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays on the Chairshot Radio Network. Mondays talking nerdy stuff with Dave and a cavalcade of others. Tuesdays talking sports on the Four Corners podcast, usually with David Ungar. And Wednesdays talking wrestling with Greg DeMarco when we feel like it. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Four Corners podcast. I forgot to mention, if you love what we do here on the Chairshot Radio Network, head over to prowrestlingtees.com/a chairshot. Invest in a Chairshot shirt. Your giblets will thank you. Otherwise, look forward to talking about what I think will be two wrapped up NHL and NBA seasons when we get back together. If we get back together, we'll let you all know. It'll be out there. I'm sure something will come about. Until then, though, folks, thank you for listening. This has been the Four Corners Podcast here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.